Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio. Thanks for joining us. We are also coast-to-coast coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
I have to apologize to Maria. I almost knocked her out hugging her. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Well, I felt strongly supported.
Thank you very much. That
I
would
hug
be
her because I love her.
That would be comedian Maria Bamford, who has joined us here in the Bob and Tom Studios, along with the very handsome Mike E. Winfield. Mike doesn't look like he's old enough to drive, but he is, in fact, married,
you know,
with a stepson.
I actually did witness their hug. It was bumpy.
I almost took her out.
All right. Yeah, no, I've been in a terrible relationship before, so it's not unusual. If your beloved says, "Hey, babe, I just want to let you know I would never hit you," heads up, you're going to be getting a beat down. Brace for impact. Papa's coming home.
Brace for impact. Papa's coming home.
So, hey, Maria, how are you?
I'm great.
Speaking of married, are you?
Yes. It's been a year and a half. High five. Yeah.
Lucky.
Nice. I was an older bride. What is it, a specter from the attic? And, yes. So it's really good. We don't know what we're doing, so we go see a therapist. We don't know if it's helping, but we have written a song about her. Cheryl Hersham. Go to Cheryl Hersham because she reflects back what your partner's trying to say to you, and it normalizes conflict. Cheryl Hersham. Scott freaked out because I locked him in the garage by accident for 2 hours. He's like, "Oh my God, I'm with someone who doesn't even notice I'm not there." And he told Cheryl Hersham. She kind of giggled, and he was irritated and felt unsafe. But then we all laughed. Cheryl Hersham. Anyways, it goes on.
Sounds like a great song.
I think you've got a hit on your hands.
Oh God, it gets in your body, and then you just. You can't stop the music.
How does Cheryl like it? Have you done
We did tell her that we've written a song about it, and she was she gave a delightful throaty laugh, as therapists are wont to do.
Maybe it'll crank up some business for her.
Yes,
I certainly hope so. Maria Bamford is on the road. Among your stops coming up, you're going to be in Dallas coming up tomorrow night.
Yes.
Then it's Los Angeles on the 17th, Houston, Texas on the 20th, San Francisco on December 10th. And you're booked into January.
Yes.
In San Diego. Lots of great spots for you.
Yes. And the Novo Theater in Los Angeles will be shooting a special for Netflix.
Wow. Wonderful.
So if anybody wants to come there, it would be appreciated. Oh, God. Still seats available.
And speaking of Netflix, she has a new, a relatively new series called Lady Dynamite.
Yes.
Where it's just wonderful. It's her life, and it's very funny. There are 12 episodes, and It would be a great weekend to binge watch this. It's really marvelous.
Thank you very much. Let's also meet our other guest.
Yes.
Mike E. Winfield.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did David Letterman.
Yeah, I did David Letterman.
Had to
you
be
know.
Cool. Now, well, right, right. Were you nervous the first time? I mean,
yeah, well, yeah. You know, TV can do that to you sometimes. You know, I'm more nervous when I have to deal with, you know, my wife. That's where the nerves come in, you know, just kind of learning to make this work, man. We're dealing with some trust issues, you know.
Like, oh.
Yeah, she's at home as we speak. She's searching on my pockets, all on my social media. Like, if I want to get in touch with her, I got to email myself.
She'll be sure to find you.
Yeah. You know what? But I will accept accountability. I am to blame. Yeah, it is my fault because what I've been able to do is provide so she can... you know, live out her dream, which is to stay home all day and try to catch me and stuff.
Like a detective.
Yeah. Did you have a big wedding?
Oh, wedding was huge, man. My dad, he showed up late, you know. That's how supportive he is of the relationship. Yeah, he showed up late with alcohol in his system. And for some reason, someone was like, hey, senior, you do the speech.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. So just forewarn anyone, you should never do the speech when you're intoxicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't a very long speech. It consisted of like one word. He was like, good luck.
Okay.
Open bar.
Yeah.
Open bar, you know. Yeah. Won't do that at the next marriage.
Maria, did you have a big wedding or a small wedding?
We had a tiny wedding in our backyard, 4 to 5 people and a few dogs. And then my mom, we gave the second wedding, a giant one, to my mom. So she could enjoy it. She just organized the entire thing. She wanted to have her own sort of prom situation. And she wanted to dress all the chairs and different outfits. And so we had a big wedding. And that was lots of fun. We dressed it as, we put on hot dog costumes for that one at the end.
Oh.
At the end. Yes. So my mom wouldn't get... disturbed or angry.
So did you wear an actual wedding gown then for the largest?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But I bought it used online. Pre-owned-weddingdresses.com. Go to a public bathroom, pick it up. You're going to get a hot deal.
Yeah.
She was a beautiful bride, in all seriousness.
Oh, you've seen the picture?
Yes, I've seen her picture, wedding picture. You're a very beautiful
Thank
bride.
You very much.
Okay. Your dogs were there?
They were not at the big one. They
were at the small one.
Small one, and they were drunk.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Can I ask what are the names of your dogs?
So sad. At the time, it was Bert and Blueberry, but they have passed on over the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh,
and so now we're with Betty and Arnold, also old pugs. It's just a waiting game.
That's clearly a bad topic. We'll move on. Do you have a dog, Mike E. Winfield?
No dog. I had a kid.
Now, do you have one of your own or just the step?
Well, this is what happened. We had one recently, and, you know, they don't tell new parents stuff. I didn't know if you don't have a car seat, they won't let you take your baby home from the hospital.
No. Absolutely.
So, we're going to pick him up in 3 weeks.
Well, you gotta put that money aside.
Car seats are expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah, he's on layaway.
Wow.
No, we walked him home.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Did he walk?
What's your son's name?
Edward.
Edward.
Oh, man. Yeah, see?
So you like Mike E. Winfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the, yeah.
Not entertainment?
Yeah, right. It should have been entertainment.
Do you call him Edward?
Yes,
or
I do.
You don't call him Eddie or?
Nah, just Edward.
Edward, that's so formal for a little baby.
Yeah, but it's going to be even better now when we call him Entertainment.
I know.
Yeah.
Entertainment Winfield is
Entertainment
pretty,
Winfield.
That's a pretty strong choice.
No one's done that.
That's going to be hard, though, as he grows older. He'll be forced to.
My star needs to rise because then you can name your children things like that.
You're right.
The bigger you get to name the kid Apple and Entertainment.
Right. Or Justice and Industry.
Variety.
My twins.
Yeah, here's my son, Sorrow.
I just
took it upon myself to ruin his life. So we.
How many kids will be called Wrigley now? I know one.
I just said off the air that that's going to be the number of kids named Wrigley is going to be huge.
Wow, that is coming.
Yep.
But you'll think it's really cool, and then you'll get to preschool, and There'll be four of them in your kids'
class. You know, Addison's not bad, though.
No, I like that.
Addison Street.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Wrigley is.
Addison's pretty
But
good.
Riggs, somebody said Riggs for Wrigley. I think that's Chick, a cute
yeah, that is
nickname.
Cute.
Riggs, Riggo.
I yeah. like Riggo because of you. But Riggo sounds like a pasta.
Sure. Like I'll tell John Riggins you think that. Never mind. Sorry.
He's a big feller.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with two great comedians, Maria Bamford and Mike E. Winfield, the E stands for entertainment. We're going to come back with both of them. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up, the Napa Tool of the Week, and a special Bob and Tom Tool of the Week, and a bonus anti-tool of the week this week. Someone who's really cool and great in the news for a change. Instead of picking out just the biggest idiot, we're going to pick out someone who did something really cool, someone who isn't famous, but did something really nice. We have great guests in the studio. The comedian Maria Bamford is here with us, and the comedian Mike E. Winfield is here with us. Once again, hi, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Maria.
Yes.
You're looking great.
Yes. Mike, do you have any marriage advice for myself and my husband?
Oh, that's great. Marriage advice. You know, I do not.
No?
No.
Okay.
You know, I say... I'm a commitment guy. I'm okay. all about commitments. You know, like if it's not working, you find a way to make it work. Because you think I'm going to start over with some other woman that I'm eventually going to hate too? You
know? Yep. There you go.
True.
How long you been married, Mike?
Woo! We're in the 10-year range.
Yeah.
I started really young, man. I did.
You look 15.
That's yeah. great. That's
you
great.
Look you look 15 now.
Yeah.
yeah well,
so 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I got
wow.
in the game early, you know.
Apparently.
And you know, it's
awesome.
A focus thing. It's really uh-huh. good. It's good for focus. I'll
good
say
for
that.
You. Good yeah, for you. Yeah. Maria Bamford is also here with us. You've been married how long, did you say, Maria?
A year and a half. And okay. the best advice I've gotten so far has been besides the advice I've just received is just don't leave. I said this woman with like hollowed eyes just said just don't leave. Which is fair enough, as far as a geographical solution.
Yeah.
Just,
now
never
we were talking
to bed angry.
We were talking God. About about the big win, the World Series, and the Cubs win. And apparently, there's a big movement now. People are naming their kids Wrigley.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Kind of, I guess it's good that they won. Otherwise, you'd be naming your kid Progressive Field.
Well,
doesn't really have.
No,
that,
it doesn't have the same.
Doesn't
ring
have
to
that
it.
Ring to it.
Yeah.
Even I know that Wrigley is a very popular name for dogs,
yeah,
for Cub fans, obviously. But and Addison Street, obviously,
yeah.
where Wrigley is. I don't know what to, I think the Progressive Field is on Carnegie, right?
That's right. Yeah,
oh. Carnegie Avenue. That'd mm-hmm. be a pretty pretentious name for
Carnegie.
A kid. Carnegie.
Well, Carnegie. Carney's not good.
No.
Yeah,
no,
Carney sounds no, like no. a stripper or a tattooed guy that is
working the carnival.
Working the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good. With us in the studio, as
Does
I mentioned.
Is he working the wheel? Is that
yeah.
what he's doing?
Yeah, a lot of Carneys will, yeah.
working the wheel.
They work
what
the wheel.
What are you doing tonight? Yeah. I'm working the wheel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
all
now,
right.
see, and if you want to stick with
that's
this theme
great
for just
euphemism.
A second.
I was trying to get my husband to work the wheel.
It just dawned on me because the Progressive Field used to be called.
The Jake, Jacobs Field.
The Jake.
Yeah,
a lot of Jakes.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jake was a much better name than Progressive Field. It doesn't have that ring to it that, I don't know. But does the Wrigley Gum, do they still pay a rights fee for Wrigley Field?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
It's been around for a long time.
Didn't they try to a while ago?
Yeah, I think they were going to try to make
it again, but yeah, no one would have it, so they, yeah.
They just kept it around. They're probably paying
everybody still call it Wrigley.
A very small amount of money. Maria Bamford is here with us. Maria, you've done some great commercials besides
yes.
being your on stage stuff.
Yes.
Are you doing any voice work these days?
I'm on Adventure Time, which is a popular program on mm-hmm. the Cartoon Network
mm-hmm.
with the kids.
Yep.
And then let me see. What else am I doing, for God's sakes? I'm on a couple episodes of Bob's Burgers and anywhere they will let me show up and make my voice high or a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
A little lower. Or a little higher. You know, it's hard work, and you just show up and you just do the best you can. And, voiceover is so easy. It is ridiculous. I shouldn't say that.
Did you ever do impressions per se?
No, I didn't. Just of my parents, my mom, and
love that.
Yeah.
You do your mom, so we wouldn't really know how good it is.
Well, I mean, you if you met her, yeah, that's true. You'd have to, we'd have to call her up now.
Has your mom is aware of your impression.
Oh, yeah. No, she, then she denies that she said things like, Sarah, I can't find Maria, and I'm worried she's killed herself. And I, but I have a hair appointment in town. So, listen, could you, if we're gonna dredge the shallows or check the treetops, let's just, I might as well get my hair done.
I take it back. It sounds exactly like your mom, who I've never met. I think we've all been there. Oh, my God.
My favorite episode of your TV series, I love them all, but Jack and Diane, the episode where she goes to a party and puts on the fake voice, and this guy falls in love with that person. And,
yeah. And many men would prefer if I would speak in this voice. It sounds more confident, and it sounds so much... more exciting and like a woman who's decisive. not like an old baby.
Maria Bamford is our guest. This is going to seem unbelievably off topic, but then again, this has been our show like this today. For some reason,
today
there is a movie coming out about Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
And it stars Natalie Portman.
Oh.
And Jackie Kennedy famously, to me, has kind of this adult baby voice. I'm not sure how much of it is an affectation.
I had done this.
And Chick had been doing this impression for years.
As Jackie, I said that this is the way she talks.
And we thought,
shut up, you're being stupid.
What a gross exaggeration.
Yeah. Yes. So we have dug up, this is actually, I think I have this here. This is from a 1962 television special, considered to be kind of...
Yes, not 1963.
Legendary.
Stop.
Well, that's how she is.
You had to do that, didn't you?
I'm practicing.
Just be quiet. This was actually Valentine's Day of 62. This was on, I want to say, CBS and NBC, and then a little bit later on ABC.
That's right.
And it was the famous White House tour.
80 million viewers or something.
Yeah, it was one of the most watched shows in history.
But there wasn't that much on then, really.
Right.
You could make that argument, Jackie, or you could be quiet.
Okay.
This is... what's this guy's name? Charles Collingwood, I think it was.
Mr. Collingwood.
Okay, and this is actually Jackie Kennedy's voice, and she's an adult. Remember that. Here we go.
Tell me about the silverware and China, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not silver; it's all gold or vermeil. They used to use Monroe's knives and forks, so many of them have been lost, so they've been copied.
Lord.
And the China is the Eisenhower gold China. You see, so many of the beautiful old services the president's had were destroyed and broken, so now the Truman and the Eisenhower China is all that there's enough left of to use.
You know why I'm laughing so hard is I'm reliving Josh when Mr. Collingwood. And gold, silver, gold vermeil.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what I meant. The color is silver. I don't know what the element is.
Silverware in China, Mrs. Kennedy.
But it's not silver.
Yeah, the poor guy.
You know what I meant.
The guy's trying to direct.
Yeah.
They say it took 8 hours of filming to do this.
Talking to a baby woman, and you know
it's
what I meant.
It's not silver.
But, and I make the contention that that's where Michael Jackson got his fake talking voice.
Oh, that's a yes.
Because there is actually tape of Michael Jackson talking in his real voice out there.
I'd love to hear that.
Me too.
Really?
When he didn't know the camera was on. And he
doesn't talk like
this. But they all talk. Janet talks like that too.
Well, it's fake because they're in Hollywood.
All of them? LaToya and all of them?
No.
All of them?
Maria.
Sorry, Mike. All of them? Come on.
Maria Bamford. The Jacksons.
Maria Bamford.
Wow, Josh. Wow.
Oh, Josh.
The Jackson siblings is what I meant.
Maria Bamford is our guest.
Don't act like I was the best.
Maria is a brilliant voice artist. She was very kind to lend us her voice for a famous piece from this show.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
About a
doing your mom's voice, actually.
A talking navigation system. Now, I want to switch gears here. Now, Maria, a brilliant voice artist, Mike E. Winfield. You mentioned you as a you're a super funny guy, but you have this dramatic role. Where you do a drive-by and stuff.
Yeah.
Did they ask you to like street things up to be more of a badass and to lower the voice or anything, or did you? Because you come off as such a happy, nice guy.
Yeah, you know, well, they let me go, man. The director was very free. You know, it was an independent film, which was great because we, so you know, the budget was lower.
How do you badass yourself up? What do you?
You know what I did, man? I like, yeah, I didn't show the teeth as much. They have an effect to make me look happier. And that's what people think. They think I'm happy because my teeth are big. And I'm
right.
Like, nah, it's just when I close my mouth, it's uncomfortable. You know? Right, so...
And you're in this movie with DMX.
DMX,
did you get
you know?
To spend much time with him?
Not at all. Not at all. I was actually a creep. He was in a dressing room once, and the makeup room where there's that big mirror. And I walked up behind, and I, you know, he's getting in a chair, getting his makeup on, and I'm just standing there.
Yeah.
That's the end of that story.
All right.
Because I was such the weirdo. Like, what do you say?
Yeah.
You know, hey, DMX, hey, how you doing? I didn't know. I didn't know.
You just say you're wonderful.
Yeah. I had nothing.
What do his friends call him? D or? Mr. X or what?
You know, I don't know if many of his friends were there. Okay, it was just people on set. I did hear him go, hey, my man! And he wasn't referencing me. So.
Oh. But
it was frightening to hear out loud.
Yeah. How does he introduce himself to people?
Good one. I can't. I didn't get the
introduction. Hi, I'm...
Yeah, who knows?
DMX or... Does he have a regular name that he uses for his friends? That'd just be weird.
Yeah. Like it's Donald or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what Dennis. The D stands for?
Donald.
I had no idea.
No one knows.
We're going to find out more of this idiocy and more about what we're doing because I have no idea. And this is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we have great guests, as I mentioned. Maria Bamford is right there. Mike E. Winfield is right next door. And we have coming up the Napa Tool of the Week. Also, the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. Who's the biggest tool in the news in the last week? We're going to find out in a matter of moments. And we have a very special feature today. It's brand new. We haven't named it yet. I think it's going to be the Great Guy of the Week or the Great Lady of the Week. Something positive. A glass half full of water kind of thing.
That's you.
Great
That's
person.
Our Tommy.
It's a glass half full of water.
Always positive. You.
I had to pay for the water, I had to pay for the glass, and I pay for it to be maintained. And don't get to drink from it.
And you get to wash it,
I am
it
Mr. Positive. Thank you very much. Now, we'll get to our tool in just a second. Once again, in the studio, Mike E. Winfield.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
A veteran of the David Letterman Show.
Yes.
Done any late night stuff lately?
No, I'm all about selling TV now. So I'm in these rooms and I'm pitching these shows and they're staring back at me like you're staring now.
Great.
Can you give
absolutely. Like one of the shows that I wanted to be the show based on my wife being older and me having an older stepson called Stepman.
Yeah.
So that's one of the shows,
that's
you know.
Awesome.
I feel like it's set up, it's written, you know, and it's just a process.
Sure.
Hollywood is a process of like... A
lot of bottles of water.
Yeah. I bet. It takes time.
Do they say indelicate things like, well, if we do the show, you have to get rid of the hair? Or do they try
no,
to...
No, that happened to me once on a McDonald's commercial.
Oh.
They wanted me to cut the hair, and guess what? I refused.
You
Black
took
power.
A stand.
I took
Sticking
a stand.
It to the man.
Right
that's
on. Right.
That's what I do.
Did you lose the commercial?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'll explain to you later why you didn't get the check. Now, let me ask you this. I've asked this of
can't
of,
put a price on integrity.
No.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, it turns you out you
yeah.
can.
Yeah, can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah
for me, it's about $800 a week.
Damn right you can.
Now, prior to getting to the level where you're on shows like the David Letterman Show and you're in movies and stuff, you probably had to have some odd jobs. We've talked to Maria about this many
times. Oh, yeah.
She's had many. Did you have any traditional jobs? I don't know, house painter?
Well, I was tenured at a grocery store in the steel department.
What?
If you guys aren't familiar with the steel department, it's the self-checkout lane.
Where everybody
body. Yeah, sure.
In horrible neighborhoods. Yeah. So.
Oh, the stealing department.
They call it inventory control or something control.
Yeah,
I forget what it is.
Yeah, it was a process every day of just watching people
stare
at me.
Loss prevention. Yep.
That's it.
There is an LP department. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know?
That sounds like an unpleasant job.
It was terrible, you know, because you know when people were going to steal, because they would stare back at you, you know? They would stare at you, and I'm just like, steal it, man. I'm not coming after you. I'm wearing orthopedics. I can't run in these, you know? One guy, actually, I remember this so vivid. I knew he was about to steal because he was staring at me, but while he was ringing his stuff up, he made the beep noise with his mouth.
No!
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't even do it right. Like, this
That's
type of
precious.
Thing, you got to act it out. You got to go all in, raise your pitch. He's like, beep, you know? And it upset me because the produce is not even supposed to make a sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beep. Right.
You got to type in the code.
Yeah, you type in the code.
If you're going to do space work.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Such a process.
Now, Maria, I remember the one job you told us about. You were, I think, at a mall doing some kind of a character.
Yeah, I did Star Trek characters
Star Trek?
In a touring show. Mm. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was a very... I think we did a lot of Jack in the Box openings at the time, Paramount Parks, and it was very much talking to people who did not want to be great. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for swearing.
You are so delicate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sweet when
I'm
you say it.
It almost made it past.
I'm a little flower. A delicate lily bending in the breeze.
I'll bet your mom didn't talk that way.
No.
Oh. Did your mom ever curse? I don't. And please don't.
Well,
if she does, don't.
Yeah. No. Well, I have a joke. I told my parents to heckle me, you know, just so I could get used to it. You know, well, you're not any good. Yeah, you're hurting me with your words. Why don't you?
Yep. That was hilarious.
Your mother is quite the mouth.
Yeah, she's willing to be a part of
the
process. Like, you gotta get, work out your ideas.
They sound supportive.
Yeah, really, are
now,
very supportive.
To totally change the subject. Now, Mike, do you know what a process is in African American culture?
What process?
What are you talking about?
Can you be a little more
process.
Specific?
He's talking about straightening.
It's hair straightening.
The process of perming.
It's called having a process.
Oh. Well, is that Mike? We should ask Mike if that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think.
No, we shouldn't. Tom knows.
Tom knows.
You got the
There's
process.
Anyone who knows
that
about
it. Was a very 60s Chuck Berry, the process thing. Oh, absolutely.
No, I have no idea.
All right.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
You never heard that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was putting deadly chemicals on your head in order to look whiter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever gotten a perm, Tom?
No, I never did, even when I had hair. That's a fair question.
Yeah.
I never did the Don Henley mid-70s.
Could have.
Perm. Oh, everybody did.
Sure.
My father let us give him a perm.
Oh.
How'd that come out?
It was wonderful. It was like a little, just very, very curly, and my mom was enraged. but she wasn't home, so.
Yeah.
Very 70s. Very,
yes.
Let's see. Jeff Lynne from ELO. That's probably a wig. And then the Lindsey Buckingham, Don Henley, all those white
Why
guys.
Why do you
with
think it was a wig?
You ever seen Jeff Lynne? I think that's a full-blown helmet.
Okay.
I don't think that's real.
Right.
Who are these people you talk about?
They're famous. They're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame-ish type people.
Oh,
but,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're fine.
You're very welcome. You're now, we're going to put you guys on the spot. Now, you have to vote.
Oh, the tool.
And we'll try to keep this relatively clean. This is the Bob and Tom tool of the week, in which we go through the news and we find people in on who is the biggest tool in the world of news. Now, before we get to that, I did want to ask a quick question. If people want to go to you, are you a Twitter guy, Mike E. Winfield?
I'm heavy on Twitter. You
and
know
what is your name on Twitter?
It's Mike E. Winfield, and you can get to
I
me
see.
By stepmike.com.
Oh,
you get it, Stepman.
I get it.
Step Mike.
Ah.
I have a ton of domain names. That's the one people will remember.
Where would you want your show to be on? Like, what's your ideal network to have Man on?
It's tough, man, because, you know, now I'm gearing toward cable just for the looseness of
it.
You know?
So is Maria.
Yes.
You heard that last song.
Foul.
I just want to shoot the pilot. That's all I want to do is shoot the pilot because I believe in it. It's written.
No, that's wonderful.
You know?
Let's look at our tools, shall we?
Okay, tools.
In time.
Speaking of pilots, there was a pilot from, was it British Air? That has been, he's been, whatever, de-licensed, or he's no longer flying because apparently he, there's photographs of him in the
cockpit
of an airplane wearing women's stockings and allegedly pleasuring himself. He's been pulled from duty, but who knows? Maybe it was an international flight, had some time to kill, it was on autopilot.
I think the plane was parked.
But he's been pulled. We had a guy who threw his glass eye at a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
In an ER in Florida, of course.
We have that guy.
We have a thief who stole more than $100,000 worth of accordions. You know.
It's a lot.
On his own?
And that's a lot of accordions, isn't it?
Wow. The thing is, we need to get the surrounding details of this thing. You know, like, what was that guy in the pilot cockpit? And was he on break? What amount of time was he able to put on all that stuff?
And the accordions, did he have them all strapped around him? Did he have those straps everywhere?
I don't think it was a one-man band. I think he probably took them out one at a time.
You never know. You never know when you're going to need that many accordions.
I know. Well,
that's true.
We have a guy in a
flash mob.
It had to be a guy who heaved an actual dildo onto a football field.
Yep.
Sunday.
In Buffalo during the Buffalo Patriot game.
Right. What do they call that in Buffalo, Chick?
Week 8.
That's right.
Just another Sunday in Buffalo.
Yeah, we had, this was a rough story, out of one of the richest places in the United States, Aspen, Colorado. Did you hear the story? Last Saturday night, someone defecated on the dance floor. They had to evacuate a disco.
Oh, boy.
After some sort of an evacuation.
Selfish.
And he was referred to by the owner of the nightclub as the Phantom Crapper.
Yep.
And they were trying to catch him or her. I'm guessing it's a guy.
Sounds like the worst Scooby-Doo episode ever.
It's old man Smithers, the Phantom Crapper.
If it wasn't for you and these mangy mutt.
Zoinks.
But I don't want to sway everybody's opinion. I think our tool of the week has to be this guy. He's a guy who was a Buffalo Bills fan who gave his 5-year-old kid a birthday cake. And I can't even say the word on the radio.
Yeah. Maria can't.
The F word.
Maria can't.
Turns out, yeah.
Eloquently.
Very good, Christy.
Sorry.
It had the F word with all the letters spelled out.
Oh.
And it said F Tom Brady.
It's a 5-year-old
on a cake given to a 5-year-old.
What about the tattoo guy?
Well, he was last
week,
but you say he's such a tool.
He should be held up. Never mind.
The tattoo guy last week was a guy that tattooed his name on his girlfriend's face.
Forehead, yeah.
Over each eyebrow.
And then
he claimed he had already done it to 30-some women.
39. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A monster. Yes.
That was our tool of the week last week. You think he should hold over more so than the guy that wrote a 5-year-old F-word in a birthday cake?
I guess the 5-year-old dad.
Well, let's ask our guest to decide. Maria, who do you vote for?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry that all this isn't happening in Germany or some other place. I mean, just because it's more recent, so it's more fresh, I'm going to say
the F guy. Okay.
But also, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't have a leg to stand on. Maybe you do want to open your child to new vocabulary words.
Then I'll let Mike decide.
Yeah.
What do you
think?
Okay, yeah. I feel like my first question is, well, how good was the cake?
Yeah.
It looked good.
It looked good. So, okay, so if it was delicious, let's pass on him, and I'm going to go with cockpit guy. you know?
Oh. Cockpit guy.
And the reason I'm going with him is because, let's just say he did do what he did.
Which yeah.
is,
there's a picture you know, of him.
There is a picture.
Yeah, that type of thing, you probably shouldn't make yourself sleepy before the flight.
That's a good thought.
He has passengers, you know? Yeah. I think that's incredibly selfish, yeah. you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah, he's my biggest tool.
Okay, so the tool of the week is the pilot dangerous. From British mm-hmm. Airways wearing women's stockings and pleasuring himself in a cockpit of a plane, and God knows. Now, once again, we have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios with Mike E. Winfield
yes.
and Maria Bamford. They're both hanging out with us. Maria on tour. Be sure to check her out live. She is the best of the best. Mike, you're great, too. I really enjoyed having you here.
And well, thank you.
Not time to leave yet, though. We're going to torture you for
say,
a few
wait
more
a minute.
Minutes.
What are you doing?
Both kind of newly wedded, yeah. newlywed, married.
No, Mike's 10 years.
Mike's 10 years. He's a veteran.
Good job.
Wow. I know.
It just seems like yesterday. I can't put it together because you look like you're 19.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
You could be one of those guys. You could be in a high school movie.
Yep.
And you could play a guy that was a junior.
Narc!
Yeah.
You hear that? You hear that, casting people? You hear that? Let's make that happen.
Yeah, you're very castable.
That's a great role. I'll take it.
I mean,
it,
you look really, really young.
Your support's huge, man, and I appreciate that because you need the support. It doesn't always come from home. She's not always very supportive of my material about her.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't she told me. She's like, why is it when you write the jokes about me, they're negative? I'm like, you're absolutely right. You need to change.
Now, why is that?
Maria, do you talk about your husband? Off the air, we've been chatting. He's a wonderfully super talented painter.
Oh,
seems like a great guy. Do you talk about him on stage, though?
Just in terms of, like, he's noticed stuff about me that I like to tear open packages of food and take caps off beverages, partly, and then leave those out and around. And he said very kindly, very sweetly, and I explained, because I'm a raccoon. I need to get in there, get what's good, be on my way. Oh, but what if you get sick? You know, it goes bad. Or are you not listening when I just mentioned that I am a raccoon? I can digest ceiling tile. I just need to fill this up, get back to the river with my friends.
Did you just bring an old salad to bed?
It's nighttime. I'm awake. Anyways, so he, just his response to the excitement of living with me.
Now, let me ask you, let's reverse this for a second.
Yes.
Your husband is a very talented fine arts painter.
Yes, ScottMarvelCassidy.com.
Scott Marvel Cassidy. I was just on his
wonderful
website.
Wonderful painting.
He's great. Now, does he ask you occasionally to critique his work? And I mean, can you be honest about it? I mean, they can't all be good.
I don't do that. And he doesn't, so far, he hasn't critiqued my jokes.
Okay. So you never walked in and say, wow, I really don't like that one.
No. I'm not like that anyways, you know, like I
do you have an opinion though?
I'm from Minnesota, so not really. But I love a creative effort. I love, you know, and I'm definitely more passive aggressive. So if I don't like something, I just go, well, you know, like, I mean, that's part of the reason I moved to Los Angeles, because I was much more comfortable with people saying, you're amazing, you're fantastic, you're a genius, and then disappearing rather than Los Angeles.
Right.
People
right.
Or New York, people are just like, no, you're horrible, you suck. And but sometimes that can be people enjoy that interaction, because then at least you know where you stand.
There you go. Makes sense.
But so he's very, very supportive. And we've been having a lot of sex.
Oh, good.
A lot of fudging and wedging and lotions and potions and unguents and poultices and jams and jellies, sauces and salsas, mustards, custards, foam, soups, smoothing milks, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle, hustle, bustle, hammer, anvil, hammer, anvil. No, nothing's been consummated, but I've been doing... We've been doing some furious hand-holding, and our palms are raw with desire.
Bria Bamford, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I've been transported to a better place in the world. We are coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Just picked our Napa Tool of the Week. Thanks to a help from Maria Bamford and Mike E. Winfield. Right now, we're going to do something new. It's the Reverse Tool of the Week. Someone who in the news was so great, they deserve to be recognized. I'm going to get this all figured out eventually, but for this week, we're going to do it right now. And the winner is so obvious. Because I wanted it to be someone who wasn't famous, and because otherwise the winner would probably be Bill Murray for the coolest guy of the week. For Bill Murray was walking around Progressive Field before the game a couple nights ago.
Game six.
And there was a woman, and he turned around and said, "Hey, here's a ticket," and walked her into the game, gave her a free ticket, some random woman, and she was sitting right next to him.
Right? Yeah, that's so nice.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's an extrovert.
But the guy that I want the guy that I want to give it to today is a guy whose name we don't know.
You loved this guy.
He got on an airplane with his young daughter.
Oh yeah. That's stories everywhere.
It was a flight from I think Boston to San Francisco, and it was
I'm out.
It was Halloween night. Mm-hmm. He's got his little girl, gets on the plane.
She's 3 years old.
He, as everyone's getting in the plane, he passes them an envelope, and there's a letter inside saying, "Hey, it's Halloween. My little girl doesn't get to trick or treat. There's candy in this envelope. If you'd like to, when she comes by, please give it to her." Mm-hmm. So she was able. She put on a little costume.
Oh.
She was able to trick or treat, which I think is the coolest thing ever. And what a great guy.
Oh.
So he is our great guy of the week.
Yay.
We're going to start doing this all the time.
Yeah.
It could be a lady. It could
super
be
sweet.
I have a feeling this
super sweet.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
I think that it'll be a Christy, am I right thinking that every week this is probably going to be a lady?
That was a guy.
I know. I'm just saying this is the first time and only time it will actually be a guy.
Is that what you're saying, buddy?
How many times
stop picking on my friend Tom?
How many times has the tool of the week been a woman?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Have we ever had one?
Yeah, we have had. Yep.
Oh, we but have?
It has been rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. So this is the coolest guy ever. And his little girl had a chance to trick or treat. And
that's great.
Of course, there was probably somebody who, you know, she went by the heap TP at her.
I hope not, but yes, there's always a jerk in the bunch.
I ate the
I like
candy.
To sleep or, on the plane. I gotta stay awake for this brat and her dad. And she walks her around.
What a cool guy. Right? Have they actually discovered who it was? Has he come out of the...
I can find out if
he... I think it's great that he did that. That was just a super cool thing. Now, at this point in the show, we always have to review.
Time now for things you learned on today's Bob and Tom Show. Here's Tom.
Let's see. Jackie Kennedy movie is coming out soon.
Right.
And stars Natalie Portman. Apparently it's getting good reviews already. And we've been featuring a lot of the Jackie Kennedy voice. Also, today's show, I was happy positive, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you notice for the most part?
I did.
Did you notice that? Oh, thank
yes.
you very much. I tried.
She's from Minnesota. She's being kind.
Okay. She's lying. Okay. We had...
That's great.
And the dad of the three-year-old does not want to be identified.
Oh, good for you. The we had another name for a minor league baseball team. Was it Binghamton, New York?
Mm-hmm.
They changed their name to the Rumble Ponies.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of a crummy name. Sounds more like a...
Well, it wasn't up to you. They let them vote.
I know. But, I mean, it sounds... Rumble Ponies doesn't sound scary.
Is there something called a Rumble Pony?
It's apparently a reference to a carousel horse.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's the Utica, Michigan Unicorns.
Oh. And?
That's a minor league baseball team.
Yeah, but a unicorn can stab you. I mean, it sounds
it's
more
not,
threatening.
Unicorns don't stab anyone.
We don't know what they
unicorns
did before they were
left. My dreams.
There's a movie where there's a unicorn running around with blood on his horn.
No. Oh, yeah.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm. The evil unicorn.
That's right.
Unicorns are magical. Yes.
We don't know how unicorns were before they were left off the ark.
Oh, I just... I can't even talk to you anymore.
I just don't think pony is intimidating. Frankly, the Rumble Pony sounds like the motorcycle that the guy in the Village People that was the biker drove.
All right.
Doesn't sound threatening and evil. Chick continued today's show under protest.
He
was going to leave after the first hour, but thank you for sticking around.
Well,
I remember the exact joke.
Chick is a solicitor. You remember which one threw him over?
It had to do with the Rumble Pony.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And a
The loss of a certain innocence.
I forgot about that. Yes. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's great.
Something
thanks for
was,
saying.
Was done away with. That's
okay,
right.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's see. Maria Bamford had a very nice small wedding with dogs.
Yeah.
It sounds...
she married a man.
Well, she didn't marry the dog.
No.
Sorry. No. You never mind. Mike E. Winfield, the E stands for entertainment. He's a great guy. A lot of Cubs fans are apparently naming their kids Wrigley and Addison. I know there are a lot of dogs named Wrigley. Let's see. The self-checkout is called the, what is it called? The steel
department. Yes, it is.
I was not aware of that. That's somewhat disturbing. Let's see. Joss uses his left hand,
okay.
Even though he's right hand. He brought
to
that
right.
Up. Oh, okay. All right. And yeah. Tom Roach.
Sometimes he writes so hard before he, he's in bed, he falls asleep. Yeah.
And there is
the stranger.
Yeah. I guess the Japanese don't know what political incorrectness is because there is a product out there based on some Buddhist tradition called Choco Nips, and it's a big seller apparently in Japan, and it's a variety of chocolate models of human female nipples.
Yep.
And it's apparently a religious thing, and it's out there. You can look it up if you don't – all the stuff you can look it up if you don't believe us. Thanks again. Check out Maria Bamford and Tom Rhodes and Mike E. Winfield. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.